Hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Dethridge. Famously cantankerous and legendary rock and jazz drummer Ginger Baker is critically ill, according to an official tweet. The 80-year-old founder of power rock trio Cream, which boasted a young Eric Clapton as well as a now late bassist Jack Bruce, is currently at an undisclosed hospital. No word yet on what he's suffering from, but over the past few years, Baker announced that he had chronic lung disease from years of smoking, as well as chronic back pain. He underwent major heart surgery in 2016. In the past, he was addicted to heroin, so lots going on there with his 80-year-old body. In addition to Cream, Baker also made three albums with Fela Kuti, groundbreaking for a Western musician, and he put out 18 solo albums as well. But if you want more Ginger Gold, you gotta check out the 2013 documentary Beware of Mr. Baker. Good advice for the filmmaker who a Ginger whacked with a cane when he didn't like a question, and it turns out he didn't like a lot of them, or a lot of people, really. Sometimes that movie is even funnier than Spinal Tap, but it's maybe even more so because Ginger is so real. Gotta check it out. Beware of Mr. Baker. Ginger Baker, one of the greatest drummers, no doubt, of all time. One of the least prolific but most eagerly anticipated artists has got to be Fiona Apple. Now, the last album she put out was 2012's The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes. She also loves long album titles, but take it with a grain of salt when Vulture reports that Apple is hard at work on a new album and hopes to have it out early next year. I remember when Extraordinary Machine came out in the mid-aughts and all the lead-up to it and all the release dates that came and went again, but in the end, it's always worth the wait for the Grammy-winning, beguiling singer, songwriter, and pianist. Recently, Fiona announced that she's donating all proceeds from her biggest song, Criminal, to support legal and other services for immigrants seeking asylum in the U.S. Well, it wouldn't be the first time a band has paid homage to another band, but the Mountain Goats say, maybe tongue-in-cheekily, that the previously unreleased song Get High and Listen to the Cure was going to make them famous back in 2017. They never did put it out until now. The North Carolina band did release a 7-inch single for Welcome to Passaic last month, and they put Get High and Listen to the Cure on the B-side. Well, now this song about Robert Smith and Company gets the digital treatment on Bandcamp. That's where you can find it. And kind of like their earlier stuff when they released songs and albums on cassette, it's as lo-fi sounding as you can get, just piano and a simple drum track, and musings on various Cure albums and songs like Charlotte Sometimes and Let's Go to Bed. If you geek out on The Cure, fine, Get High and Listen to The Cure by the Mountain Goats on Bandcamp. It's a lot of fun. On this day in music history, September 26, 1937, blues singer, one of the best and most influential, Bessie Smith, was tragically killed in a car crash just outside of Memphis. In 2003, stylish and at one time funky singer Robert Palmer passed away from a heart attack. Yeah, if you go back to the 80s and Power Station and those solo singles, Simply Irresistible and Addicted to Love, yes, you had the videos with all the models playing guitars and all, but venture back to 1974 and that album that Robert Palmer made with Lowell George of Little Feet and the Meters, some great New Orleans funk on that one, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. Birthdays, country singer Marty Robbins, Julie London, the jazz and pop singer known for her version of Cry Me a River and for playing a nurse on that 70s paramedic show Emergency, and if you get that reference, you, like me, are old. Van Morrison's pal and collaborator, jazz and R&B man Georgie Fame, like Robert Palmer, always stylish, Brian Ferry of Roxy Music, Olivia Newton-John. Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos and Everything But the Girls, Tracy Thorne. Lots of birthdays today. Woo! And that's a wrap for music news. Hey, if you dig it, be sure and get the latest episodes delivered right to your smartphone. Just sign up for the Prairie Public Music News Podcast at Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you like to get them. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!